More than 200 delegates from 67 countries are in Washington for a meeting of the Global Electoral Organization, an international nonprofit group that supports the building of democratic societies. This year's GEO conference is discussing how to use 21st century progress to enhance the free election process worldwide. A senior U.S. State Department official, Paula Dobriansky, says democracy is the best form of government for nations dealing with important world issues.
We think that the evidence is really overwhelming when you take a look at it, that effective democracies are better able than repressive or poorly governed states to deal with global issues such as infectious disease, management of environmental resources, human trafficking, and other forms of transnational crime.
She points out that an effective democracy is one that develops within a country naturally and is free from outside pressure.
Promoting democracy, by the way, doesn't just consist of taking one model or anyone else's and basically taking it and planting it on someone else's soil. Democracy will and should reflect traditions and realities in each particular country.
The week-long GEO conference brings together election officials and experts from around the world to meet and discuss current challenges to their national democratic process. Luis Carlos Ugalde, president of Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute, oversaw last year's hotly contested presidential election. The vote capped months of intense campaigning that showed a broad divide between Mexico's rich and poor. Officials had hoped to announce a winner a few hours after polls closed, but the race was too close to call. Fervent demonstrations backing each of the two main candidates captured world attention for weeks, but the Federal Electoral Institute's methodical recount of the ballots was not impeded. Conservative Felipe Calderón ultimately won the presidency by a narrow margin over leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Ugalde says elections like Mexico's help strengthen a country's democracy, especially in the face of controversy.
They think that when a system is put to a test, an extreme test, as happened in Mexico, you have an opportunity to get the experience, to share the experience, and then to promote the changes to the system into the future.
Delegates to the conference are also discussing new issues facing elections, including the impact of technology. Diane Davidson of Elections Canada says her country is working on electronic vote counting methods similar to those used in some areas of the United States. She says governments must pay attention to continuing developments in technology and communications, such as the increasing role of online blogs in political debate.
We know in Canada that parties and candidates increasingly use the internet for electoral advertising. This raises the question of whether the time has come to assess the need for regulating its use.
The internet is already playing a big role in the U.S. presidential campaign, more than 1.5 years before the next nationwide vote here. Several presidential hopefuls used internet websites to announce their campaigns. And even this far ahead of the November 2008 vote, political videos are circulating widely online in all forms, from the candidates' persuasive messages to provocative parodies. Sean Maroney, VOA News.